Previously on Left Behind.
What are those guys doing down there, Grandpa?
There's gonna be a big fight pretty soon.
And then Jesus, right?
That's right.
Are you okay?
I think it's time to leave, just like Otto
She's
did.
She's in New Babylon.
Ma'am, how do you know it's time to leave?
An angel.
I'm not ready to line up our people like sitting ducks to be plowed over.
Unity troops, head it this way!
Doc, where are you? Doc!
Roger.
Incoming.
Hang on.
Oh, this is a bad idea, man. I'm sorry.
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 132 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
There's no way you get used to that.
Glad to see the rules haven't changed. Yeah.
Hey, where'd that missile go?
Right through us, as usual.
Yeah, there's nothing usual about that. Now, I want to know where it landed.
Let me bring it around. You got smoke on the southern horizon.
How about that? We may have gotten in the first shot after all, except they pulled the trigger. Command 1 to South Station, over.
Station here, what on earth was that?
One of theirs, Mac. Hey, just missed us. What did it do out there?
Borrowed one of their transports, just be on the equestrian line. Made a pretty big hole, and they don't look too happy about it.
Roger, South. All units, this is Command 1. Commence due fire immediately. Repeat, fire at will.
Doc! Dr. Ben Judah! Has anybody here seen... I'm looking for Ben Judah!
That's gotta be where Doc is.
Gonna get him killed. Hey, stop, Doc, over here.
Cameron,
put him down. You're gonna get him killed. Put him down.
Lina.
Oh, he's my responsibility, and unless you put him down, you're gonna get him killed.
Cameron,
oh, come on, I got you.
Look out, I'm falling.
Stay down. Come on, we gotta get out of here. Come on, Doc. Doc, are you all right?
I am fine, Cameron.
Well, is everything still in place?
That shell was very close.
There's a good-sized hole 20 feet behind us.
Well, thank you for trying to protect me, but well, you can get off me
You
now.
Got all your limbs and everything.
I'm fine. Where should we go?
Well, I don't know. Let's head to the pool of Bethesda.
Cameron, I was not hit. There is no need for healing.
Inches from death, and the rabbi makes jokes. Come on, let's go.
South Station, what have you got?
Good call, boss. Domino effect. The hot horses are spooking the rest of the line. We've got us a little equestrian chaos going here.
Now, Roger, South. I see the same thing west and north. Their entire perimeter is pretty messed up right at the moment.
Nothing else. We may have thrown them off balance for a few minutes.
Nicely done, George. David won, Goliath nothing.
The only problem is we really haven't heard from Goliath yet.
Quickly! There is room for two more!
Thank you. Come on, Doc. Come on.
Is it the rabbi?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, praise God! When do you expect Messiah?
Actually, I expected to meet him about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, I want to believe he is coming to save the day and rescue us.
He is, if you are ready.
I am ready. But I want to be alive when he gets here.
Well, so do I. But looking around, I fear we may not have picked the best place for that to happen.
What is this talk of Messiah? We've been waiting around for him to rescue us for generations.
The rescue was offered years ago. All the prophecies supported. The Messiah did come. Our expectations have blinded us to the truth.
When he returns, then I will believe.
Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
What's this? Why did the firing stop?
Perhaps Messiah has returned.
We have won! We have won! We are pulling back!
Wait! It's a trap!
Don't
believe it! They're just regrouping! I don't like it! We should go on the offensive! Open the gates and attack! Kill them while they're retreating!
But they are not retreating! This is a trap! They want us to open the gates! We should regroup while they regroup! We must be ready for them!
Yeah, what's going on, Mac?
Something's up, Ray. The sun is up. They can see us as plain as day, so what are they waiting on?
Not sure. You got a theory?
Yeah, I don't know. Here, take a look. See, the dudes caused the stampede, but they still can't get the horses under control. So what's making them squirrely now?
Interesting.
Oh. Listen, you check in with Sion lately?
No. Why?
This reminds me of a verse.
A verse?
It's something he taught us. I can't put my finger on it at the moment.
Good enough. I'll check in. You can ask him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buck, what's your situation?
Well, it's quiet for the moment. It's kind of eerie, Ray.
Mm, same here. Is Sion with you? I need to speak with him.
Yeah. Hang on. It's Ray. Captain, are you safe?
We're holding. It's calm for the moment.
Yes, here too.
Mac has a question.
Hey, Doc, you gave us a verse about horses not too long ago.
Horses?
Yeah. Listen, can you think of any reason why they'd be acting squirrely?
Yes. What's it, Zechariah 12:4?
Probably. What's it say?
In that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with confusion and its rider with madness. I will open my eyes on the house of Judah and will strike every horse of the peoples with blindness.
That's the one.
You know, Mac, that may be what has happened here as well.
Let's check it out. The rabbi believes the unit the army is blind or mad.
Give me a boost up the wall.
Here you go.
I am saying it could be. That's the only explanation I can think of for what's going on.
Hey, do you see anything? They're raising some kind of giant bullhorn. Maybe they want to negotiate.
One does not negotiate with the devil.
Maybe he's offering a truce.
A truce is worth the character of the man on the other side of the table.
Attention, people of Jerusalem. This is your supreme.
You are the fool!
Shut up! Listen! Hear him out!
Please, listen, citizens. I come in peace.
No! You come with weapons!
Yes. Come, let us reason together!
Listen! Shh. Listen to him!
I come to offer pardon. I'm willing to compromise. I wish you no ill. If you are willing to serve me and be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you will lay down your arms and welcome me into your city, I will guarantee your peace and safety. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword.
Says those who call upon the name of the Lord.
They've broken through with the battering ram.
Which gate?
No gate, the northeastern wall, halfway between the lion's gate and the northeast corner.
We need to head them off. Come on.
Wait, Sion, this is not a good idea. Sion!
Pull back. The wall is breached. Green light the ground forces.
Yes, sir.
Position, second wall breach, 300 meters to the right.
Sir, just inside the breach, left side, looking over the rubble.
I see him. What about it?
Unless I'm mistaken, that's the leader of the Judahites.
Not a chance, Ben. Judah is out in the conflict, Private. But if it will make you happy, turret gun is in your control.
Thank you, sir.
For God, so love...
Dodge! Shoot! Come on! Get up! Come on! Let's go!
I cannot!
Come on. Another close call, right?
Doc!
Tell me you're all right! Come on! Are you all right?
I don't think so.
Doc, are you hit?
I'm afraid I am.
Where?
I'm not sure.
Can you move?
No.
Okay, then I'll move you. Come on! Come on! Come on! Doc. Oh, you're losing a lot of blood here. Let me get your jacket open and see it. Okay.
Can you stop the bleed?
Stay with me, Doc, okay? I'm gonna try, but you gotta stay with me. You hear?
Let me go, Cameron. Feinschild. I could do worse than to die in the streets of my beloved city.
Nobody's talking about dying here, Doc. You're going to hang on to see this victory through, all right?
I wish.
Don't wish. Work with me. This may hurt a little. I'm going to pull your jacket and press this shirt down under the wound, okay? Okay, here we go.
Cameron.
All right. I have to get you to shelter. Okay, you up for a few more feet?
I'm feeling nothing. You go. Please.
No, I'm not going to leave you.
Come, I won't be here long.
Come on. Get you inside this building. I will see if we can get the bleeding stopped. Okay. Now, let's see what we can do, okay?
Don't. Fred, please. It's too late.
No, I don't want to lose you, Doc. Not here.
Come close. Listen to me.
Doc.
I can say, with Paul, I am already being poured out as a drink offering. No. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Joan, no. No, stay with me.
Mark, because of Jesus, my wife and children,
no.
Forever.
No. Doc. Oh, Sion. You almost made it, friend. You almost made it.
Exactly where those dudes are being fired. It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah, they're packed in so tightly that even the smallest disturbance up front messes up the parade.
Too bad we're not actually doing any damage.
We got the 50 calibers ready for a counterattack when it comes.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. It's Buck. Buck, talk to me.
He's gone, Ray.
Who? Tillin?
Hit in the chest. Nothing I could do.
Okay. You need to get back here. We'll send somebody out for you.
They'll never get in. And I can't leave.
Buck. Come on, he's gone. I hate it too, but like you said, there was nothing you could do, and certainly nothing you can do now.
Nobody could get in here. I don't see a way out at the moment.
You all right?
I didn't foresee this, frankly.
Keep your phone handy. No sense doing anything foolish now. Gotta be very close to the end.
Yeah. Let's hope so. All right. I'll check back.
Okay, Buck.
The doc?
Yeah. See it coming and it still surprises you.
Command 2, this is South Station. You there, Ray?
What's up, Mac?
Hey, listen, Ray, you think Sebastian could cut you loose for a few minutes? I could use some help and an ATV to check my troops east and west of here. Most frankly, Otto's just driving me bad.
Sounds like a social call to me.
Not like I got anything else to do. Wait for annihilation here, wait for annihilation there. What's the difference?
Give me your hand.
Thanks. How close are they?
Unity troops are right there on the Jericho Road on Suleiman.
They're all the way to the garden.
Yeah, the foot soldiers stretch from the Rockefeller Museum there to the Church of St. Stephen and further.
All right. You know what? We're in plain sight here.
They don't seem to mind.
Yeah, but I'm worried about the troops behind the museum. They seem quiet, like they're hiding something.
Well, there is some movement back there.
Yeah, but it's methodical. Not hurried, you know? Keep an eye on that area.
I will.
I don't know if it's a good idea to put the front lines on top of the wall. It just feels too vulnerable. All or nothing, you know?
Well, we have known it to be all or nothing for some time now. Haven't you?
Yeah. I guess I'm seeing that.
All right, Ray. Go ahead and take a glass of milk and a plate of cookies to Granny McCullum. But I need you to stop by Chang's on the way.
That's a long way around.
Not if you take the ATV up and in. From the tech center, you can drive down the access path and avoid the circular route.
What's Chang need?
Well, just box his ears a few times. Make sure he knows how important he is to what's going on right now. Lately, I've sensed the young lad in him is getting a little antsy sitting at a computer. I think he'd rather shoot something.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We'll get it done.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Captain. George is right, but I've kind of gotten used to the fact that my weapons will always be the old ones and zeros.
Hey, what you've got going here is just as important as anyone on the front line.
Well, with all that's going on, it means a lot that you take the time to stop in and butter up the nerd squad.
Well, I didn't realize that's what I was doing, but...
Heard anything from Buck?
Yeah. Actually. Listen, Chang, we all believe the millennium starts soon, no later than tomorrow. I think it's important the populace here not know what's happened to Tsion.
Tsion? What did happen?
He was killed.
No.
Yeah, Buck was with him. Shot in the chest, lost a lot of blood. There was nothing Buck could do.
And is Buck all right?
Yeah, so far, but I don't like his location.
Can we get him out?
I don't think we can risk it. It sounds like it's pretty dicey in there right now.
It consists of the largest collection of soldiers, livestock, rolling stock, and munitions ever assembled in the history of the planet. This formidable fighting force of untold millions literally blankets the plains of Israel from the Megiddo to the valley of Armageddon in the north, to Basra, located in Edom in the south, and stretches east to west almost the entire breadth of what was once known as the Holy Land. The ground forces are supported by air bases as far away as Cyprus and by aircraft carriers in the Mediterranean Sea, with troop transport ships in both the Gulf of Suez and the Gulf of Aqaba on the Red Sea. At this hour, one-third of potentate Carpathia's forces have surrounded Petra, the Edom hideout of the Judai rebels. The other two-thirds of the Unity Army is currently poised to overtake the city of Jerusalem. Potentate Carpathia himself reports that...
You must be hungry, Mr. Williams.
Yeah, starving.
We have bread and cheese here, and fruit as well.
Thank you.
If you have enough, I'll take some back to the guys on the wall, okay?
What are you seeing up there?
Well, the army's quiet right now. I sure wish we had some larger weapons. Surprise attack might actually do some damage.
I have heard you never want to wake a sleeping giant.
It'll wake up at some point. Well, I better get back up top. Hey, thanks again.
Command One, come in.
Go.
Something's happening, George. I'm parked up on one of the high ridges. Front lines are rapidly changing shape like they did. Hang on, I'm seeing some puffs. Whoa, did you hear that?
Hey, we're under attack. Take cover.
Great time for you to return.
Command One, we just intercepted a message from the forward troops. Expect an advance within 60 seconds.
We've already been shelled. Are you meaning more than that?
Yes, they will be coming quickly.
Rafer, see you?
He left a few minutes ago. He's on his way to Mac.
Call back and tell him about the movement. I'll inform the others.
Got it. South Station, come in.
This is South Station, go.
Mac, troops will be moving your way within 60 seconds.
Got it. Hey, is Ray still with you?
Negative. He's on his way. I have to call Mr. Williams.
Get to it. Ray?
Mr. Williams, expect an advance of GC troops in less than 1 minute.
Mr.
Williams, are you there? Mr. Williams!
Oh, my leg. God help me.
Is there any truth to the speculation that you are overawed because of the possibility that their god may intervene?
I do not worry about fairy tales. But even if they did have supernatural help, they would be no match for our fighting machine.
Why not simply go on the offensive, charge forward, and win the war in short order?
I am a man of peace. I always believe first in diplomacy and negotiation. It is most unfortunate that we have to resort to bloodshed to achieve our goals, but we will do what we have to do to create a utopia for society.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.